Welcome to the Christian Gospel Center. We believe you are about to be impacted by this message of faith and hope. If there is anything that we can do to help you get connected into the church, or if you'd like more information about who we are, please head to thegospelcenter.com.
Take your seats for just a moment. I won't spend a lot of time on the word tonight, but I just want to encourage us about this season. You know, the wonder of Christmas. It really is a wondrous time. When you look at what the Lord has done, when you realize that God made a decision to send His Son, God made a decision to send His Son. You got your Bibles? You might have a phone with a Bible on, you might have an actual Bible. Talk about the subject matter of fame tonight. It's an interesting subject that Jesus came, but He wasn't chasing fame. He came with purpose in mind. And those in today's society that chase fame, it's very short-lived. It doesn't seem to last forever. You know, you could name some people in history, and some of you'd go, who was that? What did they do? They dug up an ex-president's body in America only a few years ago because somebody had made the accusation that had been poisoned. It was a very unknown president. And most people were surprised when they announced it in the paper that President so-and-so's body had been exhumed from the grave, which had been buried in the 1850s, on the premise that he may have been poisoned with arsenic. And most people looked at each other and said, who? President who? And his claim to fame had ended so quickly that he didn't actually do much in his presidential role. They opened up the coffin and all they could find was a bit of hair, his bones of course, part of his fingernails, and they were able to ascertain out of his bones the DNA of his last meal, which was pickled cucumbers, pickled cherries, a glass of port, but everyone said, and what was the point? If they discovered perhaps arsenic in his bones, they might have come to the premise that perhaps this great man was taken off because his claim to fame was his amazing attitude in the battlefield and he'd been raised to the position of president. Do you know, way back in time, even when the Romans used to come back from their famous victories, history records that as they came back from these distant lands, the people of the city would put on a big welcome victory parade for them. People watched, people cheered, but most interestingly enough, accompanying the general was a slave who whispered in his ear as he went down the main road, "Sic transit gloria mundi," which means the glory of the world is fleeting. The glory of the world is fleeting. Can you imagine those generals on their horses with their full armor, their, you know, procession armor, and they've got this little slave whispering in their ear, "The glory of the world is fleeting." Everything good, everything bad, everything happy, everything sad comes to an end. We've got an amazing story in our Bibles in the book of Luke, chapter 1, if you want to come there with me. It's about the announcement of the Son of God, Jesus, to be born. It says here in the last part of verse 26, in the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent an angel, Gabriel, to Nazareth, a village in Galilee, to a virgin named Mary. She was engaged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of King David. Gabriel appeared to her and said, "Greetings, favored woman. The Lord is with you." My Bible says, confused and disturbed, Mary tried to think what the angel could mean. Don't be afraid, Mary, the angel told her, for you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be very great, and we've called the Son of the Most High. The Lord will give him the throne of his ancestor David. Verse 33, and he will reign over Israel forever. His kingdom will never end. You know, it's easy sometimes to forget how words spoken by famous men and women, try and remember what they said and when they said it and how they said it in context. We're talking over 2,000 years ago now, and those words still resound in my spirit when I read them, the wonder of Christmas. He, Jesus, will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom, there will be no end. Listen to this. These words were spoken by an angel to a virgin, announcing a baby who one day rule the world. And it comes totally out of the blue. To a teenage girl who was a virgin in Nazareth, one of the smaller cities in a remote corner of the entire Roman Empire. To Mary, to this 17-year-old girl, suddenly an angel comes and makes an incredible amount of announcements to her. You will conceive and bear a son. You will call his name Jesus. He will be great. He will be called the Son of the Most High. He will rule over the house of Jacob forever. And his kingdom will never end. Mary could have asked any sort of follow-up question she liked about any of those things. Can you just think how this 17-year-old mind must have been thinking at the time? It starts with an angel appearing. But look at verse 35 in your text. So it's verse 34, sorry. Mary asked the angel, but how can this happen? I'm a virgin. The answer is amazing. The answer is direct. And it's so amazing. Listen to the answer. The angel replied, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the baby to be born will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God. I don't know whether sometimes we grasp the power that's in God and the message he can deliver any way he likes. Mary, 17-year-old virgin, this is how it's going to happen. The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. This child will be holy. He'll be the Son of God. Then the angel adds two other facts. Remember how Elizabeth got pregnant, and the fact that nothing is impossible with God. Let me read it out of the text for you. Verse 36 in the text in Luke chapter 1. What's more, your relative Elizabeth has become pregnant in her old age. People used to say she was barren, but now she's in her sixth month. For nothing is impossible with God. That's why the wonder of Christmas is such a powerful thing. But listen to Mary's response, verse 38. Mary responded, I am the Lord's servant. May everything you have said about me come true. And with that, the angel leaves. I'd be going, but. Her response is just as amazing as the appearance and the words of the angel. I'm a servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. It's been over 2,000 years now since that announcement was made. And today it seems just as mind-blowing as it was back then. What a series of predictions the angel makes over this young 17-year-old girl. But as I'm rereading this, getting ready for Christmas Day, I love that last phrase of verse 33. And of his kingdom there will be no end. You ever thought about the Hallelujah chorus, how that goes? And I'm not going to sing it to you and spoil your night. But the chorus repeats, and he shall reign forever, forever and ever, forever and ever. The kingdom of this world is become the kingdom of our Lord, of his Christ, and of his Christ. And he shall reign forever and ever, forever and ever. Sounds like a child, doesn't it? How long is forever? It's just forever. Forever and ever. I started to realize that nothing, no thing in this world lasts forever. You don't. I don't. The Pavlova don't. The fruit salad and ice cream don't. Our cars don't. Our houses don't. Nothing in this world lasts forever. But the prophetic word spoken over Mary on that day, and of his kingdom, there will be no end. My question to us all tonight is this. Are you part of his kingdom? Are you part of that kingdom that you're going to be with him forever and ever and ever? What a message of hope each one of us as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ hold in our hearts. That of his kingdom, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ, the king and his kingdom, the king and his kingdom and the inhabitants of his kingdom shall reign forever with him. What a day that must have been for young Mary. What a headset she would have had. My goodness, Joseph, you can't believe what my day has been. And he, being the man of God that he is, was, took on that promise by faith in what she had heard was true and correct. And he helped to raise that little boy Jesus and steer him correct on the path that the Father had for him. The splendor of Christmas, the wonder of Christmas, how much of it do we hold in our hearts? Or how much do we hold in our hearts to share with others? I hope, I pray that we as a local church have the boldness, the courage, the hope built up inside of us that we can share with others the miracle, the splendor, and the wonder of Christmas. Amen? Amen. Let's pray, shall we?